Dr. Bowman, here's a question dealing with anthropology. How did the distinct races come into existence in a short time frame if the Earth is only a few thousand years old?
The issue of races is covered for 15 minutes on my video, and maybe 2 minutes to answer this on my video 7. But there are four theories of where the different races, and I even hate to use the word race. There's only one race, it's called human race. There are different skin colors. You know, I would give you pictures of different colors of cows and say, you know, they all have, they're still cows, okay? They look the same in the meat locker, and they taste the same on hamburgers. It's just the skin color. I think probably the most logical explanation for where the skin colors come from is the Tower of Babel. Because the Bible says in Genesis 10 and 11, after the flood, God divided the world by their languages, in their families, and in their nations. Apparently, the nations or nationalities were created. Twice in the book of Psalms, it mentions Egypt is the land of Ham. Most Bible scholars teach that the children of Ham, one of Noah's sons, went to Egypt and Africa was colonized by the Hamites, or the black people are the descendants of Ham. Japheth is the father of the Europeans, and Shem is the father of the Orientals. The three basic racial groups, if you can call them ethnic groups. Now, since then, there's been a whole lot of mixing going on, and so there's a lot of different varieties and shades in between. But basically, I believe, I can say from the scriptures, it started off as three basic ethnic groups. Now, getting three different ethnic groups, Orientals, Caucasians, and Blacks, from Noah, is so minor compared to getting them Blacks, Orientals, and Whites from Iraq. I mean, so minor, I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, yes. As far as races, well, that's just an example of microevolution. What happened is the human race started in Africa and had dark skin because of the sun. And as some of the races fanned out, you had the lighter skin because you heard the story. So it's just an example of microevolution. You extend that over a long period of time. You have evolution, you have changes that compound, and you have macroevolution. Matter of fact, there again is an abundance of evidence. This is a trilobite fossil. It lived hundreds of millions of years ago for hundreds of millions of years itself, and then it became extinct. The planet is littered with this kind of thing. You go to the Lorraine Park and see the fossils there. Many fossils and many evidence. And again, research this for yourself. I would just again say the evidence is overwhelming scientifically. That's why it's taught in all our schools, public institutions, and supported by the courts. As far as this country, this is a free country, I believe very strongly in the principles of this country where we have a chance to debate. This is by no means the USSR, it's a totalitarian state. The very fact that evolutionists would sit in scrutiny is a testament of its validity and its truth. It's by no means the USSR, and evolution is by no means a religion. It is a science and it's supported many times. Getting back to the issue of stars, if I have a little time, we have observed stars, and again, we're learning more and more, as Dr. Holden mentioned in his opening statement about evidence. The evidence keeps coming, building a mountain of evidence for evolution. We have seen stars form in our latest infrared telescopes. We have one, an earlier version, we have a more modern one. We see it. We see it, I believe it's the Eagle Nebula. We actually see the formation. As far as blowing up, even if God created it without it coming together, it's still only going to last a million years. It cannot blow up sooner than a million years. Basic law physics, very well understood.
Beginning with Dr. Owen, I'd like to extend the evidentiary argumentation for the case of microevolution for 2 minutes on this side.
Okay. From microevolution, I think my slide is back on there. He's mentioned several times about dogs coming from wolves. I would agree. Here's an article from BBC News just recently. The origin of dogs is traced. It says it looks as if 95% of current dogs came from just three original founding females. It says dogs today come in all sizes and all shapes and sizes, but scientists believe they evolved from just a handful of wolves tamed by humans living in or near China less than 15,000 years ago. Oh, they're getting closer. Actually, they all didn't evolve. None of them. They still contain the same gene code. And all dogs and wolves and coyotes are still infertile. The Bible says they can bring forth after their kind. See, a dog and a wolf can mate and bring forth. A dog and a pine tree cannot. Okay, they're different kinds. So I think it's quite obvious where the kind level is in most cases. Okay, Kyle can tell you. He mentioned about the trilobite. He said this is the trilobite, which lived millions of years ago. Well, no, this is a It's a legitimate footprint where the guy stepped on two trilobites. Actually, trilobites, they say they're millions of years ago. I have a hard time believing that, because the trilobite has the most complicated eye ever. If the trilobite lived in the Cambrian period, which didn't exist, by the way, how did it have the most complicated eye ever in the history of the universe already on the first animal to evolve, or one of the first ones to evolve? Incredibly complex eye. Trilobites are not index fossils. There probably are some still alive. There are quite a variety of trilobites. There are some still alive. There certainly are isopods, which are probably a degenerate trilobite, because instead of having three lobes, they have one lobe. Up in northern Alaska, Prudhoe Bay, they suck them into their water filter all the time. I've got a jar in my museum. Come to Dinosaur Adventureland and you see some trilobites or isopods, Baltic isopods, that were alive when they arrived in Pensacola. We could keep alive. We don't have 20 below zero temperatures, but anyway, they're there.
Well, again, Dr. Holford just mentioned how dogs have evolved, and you can see it yourself. They reproduce 30 times faster, approximately, than men. So, in several thousand years, we can see that evolution of the dog. And all these questions of semantics, you see the breed, you see the changes yourself, whether something has changed from one species to another. But certainly, the breed has certainly a great change in several thousand years. You extend that 30 times. The order of hundreds of thousands, you can easily see where man has evolved into something like Homo erectus. Again, I encourage you to go to my links page and look at this and study it for yourself. Related point, again, the overwhelming science evidence that supports this, that's why it's taught, that's why it's went off for many years. I mean, this has been debated, as you know, since the Scopes Monkey Trial ended before. Creation is only one minor foothold, which were often reversed, like in the Kansas school board. And as far as Dr. Hogan taking issue with me about the numbers I quoted, again, you can research this yourself. I don't have time for brevity. I did actually print out the references and the actual report, the Gallup report, where there are the actual statistics here. We're talking about the general population. And scientists, well, obviously, I can't go into detail, but you can research that yourself. As far as I keep getting back to this little bits to use up my time. As far as star formation, it's extremely cold in space. And Boyle's law and Brownian motion, they have to do with heat energy moving molecules apart. Molecules move very slowly, but they have hardly any energy. It's easy to imagine gravity causing them to condense. We actually have observed it with our latest infrared satellite and space telescope. So, and again, stars blow up. They blow up. It takes a million for the most massive stars, 100 times or 200 times the mass of the sun. It still takes a million years. It's very well understood, the physics, like putting gas in your car and all that.